I need nothing outside of myself, for within myself is all that I could ever desire. Within myself is all that I could ever want, all that I could ever seek to desire. I need nothing outside of myself. When we can arrive at that point of awareness in our consciousness, where we need nothing outside of ourselves, then we have indeed stepped into the realm of happiness, joy, peace, harmony, love. For we are satisfying ourselves in every possible way. And it is a wonderful thing to do, a very wonderful thing to do. The only important thing in the world is what I want for myself. Boy, that sounds like meanness, doesn't it? Sound like a selfish way of looking at things. But I need nothing outside of myself. And as I walk along my life, as I go through my days, I find that if I am happy, then all the world is happy. If I am fulfilled, then all the world is fulfilled. If I am living my life and finding in my life all that makes me feel good, that makes me feel wonderful, I am making everything wonderful for everyone else in the world. If I want joy for myself, I want joy for everyone. If I want peace for myself, I want peace for everyone. If I want love for myself, I want love for everyone. If I want everything to be magnificent in the world, I want it for everyone, not just for me. Because for me to live in joy and the rest of the world not to live in joy would be unthinkable. Would be unthinkable in every possible way, because it just cannot be that way. It can only be that when I have joy, the rest of the world has joy. When I have peace, the rest of the world has peace. When I have love, the rest of the world has love. When I have life, the rest of the world has life. When I have all good things, when I have everything that's beautiful and lovely and magnificent, the rest of the world has it too. Because I cannot have it if the rest of the world doesn't have it. So I don't need anything outside of myself. And that's not being selfish. That is being realistic. That is being understanding that if I make myself happy, I am making everyone happy. You say, well, what about those ghoulish people, those people who are not very nice? Well, I don't concern myself with them. I only concern myself with myself. I only concern myself with the joy in my heart. Because when I concern myself with the joy in my heart, then I'm concerning myself with the joy in everyone's heart. For me to be, so to speak, in a world where I have all the money of the world, and I don't care about anybody else, then there's nothing to do with the money. What is the money for? When we have money, we buy things we like. We buy things that are making us happy. We buy things that are fulfilling our life. We are part of the economic program. We are part of the total picture of all that's good. Everything that we do, if I have a healthy body, it's only in relation to anything in the world that is healthy. If my body is healthy and the rest of the world's body is not healthy, if the rest of the people in the world are not healthy people, then what happens to me? What happens to me is I live in a very unhappy situation. For instance, if I live in an unsanitary world, in an unsanitary home, in an unsanitary house or community or lifestyle, then I don't feel happy about it. I want sanitary qualities for myself and for everybody in my world, but first I start with myself. I start with my own personal sanitary attitude about life, and I keep everything looking beautiful and perfect. I keep everything looking wonderful and magnificent. And it's great. It's great to have everything looking good, beautiful, magnificent. It's really great. Because when I'm doing this for myself and for everyone else in the world. And even that big crow up there, he is cawing, not because he's wanting to do something, but because he wants me to know that he's there and that he's very happy doing whatever is going on in his world. My dog Rex walks with me, and he does what he wants to do. He runs off into the field. He runs off into the bushes. And then a moment later, he's back at my side because he wants to share with me. You see, my world includes all that is good and beautiful. My world includes all that is lovely and fantastic and enjoyable. I don't need anything outside of myself because it starts in me. First, I have to have the awareness, the intuition, the understanding that all is good. First, I have to have the attitude that my life is filled with peace and joy and harmony, everything that's wonderful. That's my life has to do that. I have to be the one who has this awareness, this acknowledgement, because it's all that matters. Nothing else makes any difference in the world except what I'm thinking about. And so I make sure that my thoughts are lovely, my thoughts are good, my thoughts are uplifting, my thoughts are powerful, my thoughts are magnificent. I make sure that my thoughts are the kind of thoughts that I like. My thoughts are the kind of thoughts that make me happy. My thoughts are the kind of thoughts that fill my world with a harmony and a vibration of joy and peace and goodness. That's what I think. That's what I know, and that's what I know for you. That's what I know for everyone in my world. I know that it's for my spouse. I know that for my children. I know that for my family, everyone. For when I am happy, my family's happy. When I'm happy, my community is happy. When I am happy, my world is happy. So, when I realized everything begins with me, everything starts with me, everything is in my world, and I live from that point of view. Now, the best thing for me to do is not to say this out loud, because so many people think that it's selfish. So many people think that I'm supposed to be doing everything for the world. But really, when I am nice to the world, it's because I'm being nice to myself. When I am generous with the world, I'm being generous with myself. When I am fulfilling every happy thought in my heart, I'm fulfilling all the happiness, all the happy thoughts of the world, and all the goodness that the world could ever know. It's a wonderful thing. And it's a wonderful thing from the inside of my heart, from the inside of my being, from the inside of my life. It's a wonderful thing because it makes me feel fantastic. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel filled with life and filled with power and filled with joy and filled with love. It makes me feel that the world is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful place. And it is indeed a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful place. It is indeed a fantastic, joyous, marvelous place. And I live it and I love it. And I delight in it every moment of my life. I delight in it because it makes me feel very happy. It makes me feel very good. It makes me feel very peaceful. My world is my world because I have made it my world. And I have made it my world because I have said to myself, all is in divine right order. All is pure. All is peace. All is happiness, all is now. That's what life is all about, isn't it? That's what life is all about, that all is magnificent right now. Whenever I look at the world and say, I like me, yes, I look at the world and I say, I like me, then the world looks at me and says, I'm your reflection. I'm your reflection. No wonder you like me. And truly, that's what everything is all about. So today, I start to like myself. I start to delight in myself. I start to think happy thoughts about myself. Today, I recognize that all the world is as wonderful as I am. Today, I recognize that as I look out into the world, and whatever I see, it's a reflection from what's in me. And so I make sure that everything that goes on in me is wonderful and good and happy, that everything that goes on in me is a joy and delight, and everything that goes on in me makes all the difference in my world, because my world is a reflection of what goes on in me. And really, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Have a lovely day and know that I like me, I like me, I like me. And I love you. I love you. I love you.